This is Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo. It's Frank Abate from Nation Talk, and we're joined by John Baird of the PDAC. John, welcome to Nation Talk.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be with you once again.
Tell us a little bit about the PDAC and what you folks have been up to and where you're going.
Well, the PDAC has been in existence for 76 years, and its mission is to promote the mining exploration industry in Canada and abroad. It's a very large industry, and it's an industry that is very close to Aboriginal peoples, not only in Canada, but in other countries as well. And the reason for that is, of course, that mineral exploration takes place in the north, which is where many of our First Nations are located. But the PDAC's connection to Aboriginals goes beyond that.
Now, you've got an interesting convention coming up in the next little bit. Tell us a little bit about that and how you're including and making sure that the Aboriginal component is an important part of that convention.
Well, let me start with the fact that the Aboriginal component is an important part of the day-to-day activities of the Prospectors and Developers Association. We have on our board two Aboriginal gentlemen, Glenn Nolan, Chief Glenn Nolan, and Jack Blacksmith, leading members of the Aboriginal community. In fact, Glenn Nolan is the co-chair of our Aboriginal committee, and also in line to become president of the association in not too distant future. So we really are attuned to what is happening in the Aboriginal world. One of the ways that we keep in contact with that is through our Memorandum of Understanding with the Assembly of First Nations, which was signed at our convention last year. And we're moving ahead on a range of activities under that MOU to benefit Aboriginal peoples through mineral exploration.
Your convention starts March 1st, but you've got some pre-show functions and seminars going on. Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Well, before the show, there is an Aboriginal awareness training seminar, which is designed to reach out to Aboriginal peoples, inform them about our industry, and talk about how they can get involved in it. And, in fact, there's two pre-convention workshops on that. But during the convention, we'll be going full blast with things of interest to Aboriginals. In fact, I should say that each year now, the attendance by Aboriginal people has risen. I don't have exact numbers, but I'm sure that this year there'll be more than ever, because I firmly believe that Aboriginal peoples, at least their leaders, are understanding that the mineral exploration industry is a great way to economic development. And so I think that they're becoming more and more interested. But we will have a session on Aboriginal participation, which will include the National Chief Fontaine, and he will discuss Aboriginal participation in the mineral exploration sector. Another event that I personally am looking forward to very much is the fact that on Monday, that's March the 2nd, Calvin Helene, who has written the book Dances with Dependency, will be the keynote speaker at a luncheon with about 600 people. And having just recently read his book, I really believe that it is an excellent blueprint for the economic and social development of Aboriginal peoples, and that the mining industry can play a very important role in that. So that address by Calvin Helene, I think, will be a highlight of our convention this year. On the Tuesday afternoon, which is March the 3rd, there will be a presentation room which will feature and promote Aboriginal participation in the industry. This would be a great place for Aboriginal people who want to know more about the industry to come. So those are some of the things that are of specific interest to Aboriginals that will go on at our convention. But the convention is far bigger and broader than that. There will be a trade show with 300 booths. These are mostly companies providing services to the mining industry. And there's an area where Aboriginal people can plug in, I think, very readily. Just to give you an example of how that is done, last year was the first year that the PDAC offered the Skookum Jim Award. And Skookum Jim was one of the original Aboriginal prospectors that found the gold that led to the Yukon Gold Rush. And the first Skookum Jim Award last year was given to the Athabasca Basin Company. There's a company owned by seven Aboriginal communities which is doing $50 million worth of business, and it was founded 5 years ago. What are they doing? They're serving the mining industry with all kinds of things. This year's award goes to another Aboriginal company that is of a similar scale up in the Northwest Territories. Tli Klo have won that award, and I will be pleased to be present at the award ceremony this year when they win that. There are other Aboriginal successes tied to the mining industry, but not within the mining industry, not working only for mining companies, but for the companies that service the mining companies.
You folks are so professional, and I guess we should say this is the world's largest mining show right here in Toronto.
It certainly is, and it happens every year. Last year, we had delegates from 107 countries. We had something like 40 official delegations. 20,000 people in total attended. So it's a big show, and there's many dimensions to it.
Anyone can attend. It's a very nominal fee. You don't have to be a member of the PDAC.
No, it is open to the public. The part that is open without any charge at all is the part that attracts investors to invest in junior mining companies. And that part of the event, called the Investors Exchange, will have about 600 booths of companies, many of them who do prospecting in the north, hire Aboriginal people. And that part of it, anybody can go in simply by registering, but without paying. Other parts of it do require some payment, but if you're interested in the mining industry, it's money well spent.
How many folks come every year?
Last year it was 20,000. Given the downturn, not only in the mining industry, but in the world economy, I don't expect that we'll hit what was a record of 20,000. But even if it'll be far more than half that. But even if it were half that, it would be just a wonderful event for those interested in mineral exploration.
What kind of companies, now they're coming from all over the world, over 300 exhibitors, 600 other organizations participating. Do you see the investment from these mining companies? Obviously, you've got a whole wealth of members in the PDAC. Do you see that investment in the mining companies, from the mining companies, continuing to move towards Native Canada and some of the First Nations and the communities?
Well, Native communities and Native individuals are perfectly free to invest in mineral exploration companies. In fact, as I understand it, that is starting to happen. I don't have specific examples, but I have heard things along those lines, and certainly I would encourage it. But that's not the easiest way to participate in the mineral exploration industry. The easiest way is through jobs servicing the mining and exploration operations that occur near to Aboriginal communities. I think the statistic is that there are something like 12,000 Aboriginal communities within 200 kilometers of a mining exploration or a mine in Canada. So there's, you know, these are jobs that are fairly near to home.
Well, I was about to say, a lot of jobs available. I know that internally at the PDAC there's some training with some of the organizations and workshops for those mining companies, and employment type workshops or Aboriginal awareness workshops internally. Is that what it is that's going on?
I believe that the workshops are going to cover all of those topics, yes.
Be good to see you down there. I know that I always have a great time, and every year, to me, it gets bigger and better. You mentioned the National Chief Fontaine. You've got a lot of representation from other First Nations. Are you expecting to see a lot of First Nations? Is that what we want them to come down there, obviously?
Oh, I think that'll be a fair share. Last year when we signed our MOU with Chief Fontaine, there were a number of regional chiefs present, and I suspect that the same people will come again this year.
John, I know your staff has been working hard the last 3-4 months. Good luck to the PDAC, the mining companies, and your continued involvement with the Aboriginal community and your upcoming function next week. Thank you very much for joining me and Nation Talk.
Thank you, Frank.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo.
For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.